Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go,
taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, it's the morning shift. Welcome back in. It's our hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
They do your air ducts too, by the way.
Yeah, get that thing cleaned up nice and shiny for spring cleaning.
Ding. I got to do my own dings around here these days.
Did I say, by the way?
I said it.
Oh, okay.
And you just
go ahead.
You just ignored it.
Ding.
I mean, wait, you know, do we not see each other in 3 days and that's the way you're going to treat me?
Sorry, man.
Hey, at what point for you in your fatherhood did you realize that, like, weekends are starting to change? So, because hear me out. Like, this is the first holiday right where you had a three-day weekend since Porkchop's been around.
All the time in the world.
Right. And so a normal Memorial Day would have been, like, Friday we would have hit the pool. Like Friday afternoon, Friday night, we would hit like the adult pool or something.
Mimosas, Bloody Marys,
and then
DJ.
Frozen drinks.
Probably gone all night. Then Saturday, we probably would have, you know, it could have been a lake day. It could have been anything. Then Sunday, it would have been kind of something the same. And then like you roll into Monday and you just figure it out, right? Like, no. Like Friday was straight up, I'm at the gym and my neighbor calls me and he's like, what are y'all doing tonight? And I was like, I don't know, but I don't want to go out, man.
Yeah,
I was like, "You want to grill?" And by the way,
ding.
If you notice on my socials, I brought back tailgate at home, which is something that I created years ago during the pandemic, and so I did some grilling Friday. So I'm like, I'm gonna test some waters with this. So I did. I was back to grilling. But literally every day this weekend was, I'm going to work at the house or do something around the house, and then just figure out where the night went. It was no, there was no, this is a lake day. This is a pool day.
Right.
And I'm like, it all because.
Concerts.
Because you're kind of locked in. You have a schedule now.
Yeah.
That's not yours.
It's
someone
pork
else's.
Pork chops world.
It really is. I will say this. We came out like guns blazing in parenthood. And it was like a little bit different because the pandemic was going on. But we were like, or to take him to do this and take him to do that, take him to this. And we tried that like two or three times and we're like, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it. And especially when our second kid, because my kids are only 20 months apart. Once she came, it was over with. Done.
I want to tell you how
buy
crazy
all the driveway toys you want to, because we ain't going nowhere.
I don't see why. Obviously not why. I don't see how y'all did it. I don't see how people do it when they have like triplets.
I don't. It's impossible.
I mean,
impossible. Shout out to any parent of three out there. It's crazy.
I literally told Amy yesterday, I said, hey, I came upstairs and it was time for her feeding. I was like, I'll change her and then I'll get her bottle ready and then you can just feed her because I know you've been doing the morning routine already.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And I get back there and like we're on the changing table and I'm like, everything's going good, everything is fine. She had a dirty because that's the two diaper, you know, the poop. And next thing I know, there's a stream.
From a leak.
And I'm gonna tell you something.
Yep. Get a napkin.
Liquid will find a way. And if there's any kind of hill, I mean, it's going down. I'm like, I scoop up the one arm, but then I get my arm in it. Now I'm like, hey, I know I said you could get a break, but I'm gonna need some assistance. I had to call in reinforcements.
Number ones and life will find a way.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right. It all goes downhill. Right,
that is
literally.
Very true. Hey, if there's a crevice, it'll find its way in there.
All right, let's get into this Falcons and the legs of the quarterbacks, which I think is fun discussion because we've been burned so many times the last couple of years by quarterbacks who you know that can run, you just don't expect them to run as much, specifically at massive points in the game. And you and I have talked obviously, Jayden Daniels last year, what, 130 rushing yards? I'm just off the top of my head. It was something like that. I know it was in the 120, 130, 140 range. It was insane. And when you needed to make tackles on him, you couldn't. Goes all the way back to the issues with Josh Dobbs and Kyler Murray. And, I mean, you, just from top to bottom, you can continue naming quarterbacks that have beat you at any given moment in the third and fourth quarter with their legs, and you cannot stop them. So we start breaking down this list earlier about quarterbacks that the Falcons will play this year. I threw three guys at you that I'm not worried about changing the game with their legs. It's Bryce Young, Tua, and Matthew Stafford.
Mm.
Can we at least see eye to eye on those of, like, not changing the game with their legs?
For forward yards, yes, but I think Matthew Stafford is just shifty enough to get out of the pocket and then change it with his arm. But yeah, I think Tyler,
rushing yards maybe is a better way to put
Tyler
that.
I think Tyler Shuck should be an option in there as well. I think he can move. I'm just not overly concerned. But yeah, I agree. I mean, overall, I agree.
Okay. All right, so then I think it comes, the next thing we have to do is kind of name what our top three biggest threats will be. And now let me run down the list of quarterbacks, and I'll take those three guys out. Baker Mayfield, J.J. McCarthy, Jayden Daniels, Josh Allen, Brock Purdy, Drake May, Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones, whatever's going on up in Indianapolis, Tyler Shuck, Jackson Dart, I don't know, could be obviously one of the bigger threats for the New York Giants. Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield once again, Kyler Murray, and then Tyler Shuck again.
So I'm going to go ahead and just say this. I'm going to irritate some people. When do we play Justin Fields and the Jets? End of November.
Yes.
He might not even be the quarterback at that point. So I'm going to go ahead, and that's a question mark for me.
I'm going to leave him off. I just skipped right over his name. Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, obviously, Josh Allen immediately comes to mind. And Jayden Daniels, as you said, had 127 yards. Kyler Murray is interesting because it feels like he's getting to be more run out of necessity than anything. And that's what he's so shifty and he's so small that it's hard to kind of tackle him sometimes because you got bigger guys and he can just duck down and you go right over the top of it.
Yeah.
Can we talk about J.J. McCarthy and Jackson Dart real quick?
Okay. Well, that's what I was like. I was like, how did I not get Justin Fields in there? Because I put Jackson Dart instead with the New York Giants.
Well, I think Jackson Dart's a great point. I think J.J. McCarthy is too. Those guys were college. They were kind of guys that could do a lot with their legs, right?
Yeah.
They worry the crap out of me.
Yeah.
And the reason why is if you're – go look at what we did to Jayden Daniels last year in the first half. You kind of shut him down in the passing game. You were getting to him, and all of a sudden the adjustment with a rookie quarterback was run right, run left, run here, run there. Like, they just started running him. And I worry that those guys are good enough and it throws you off enough that they just start running them late in the game. It could affect the game. Their legs could affect the game greatly. And can you adjust to that? Because now here's the question. Do we have the personnel this year to adjust? Because last year we didn't. And this year, I beg to differ.
Yeah.
I think Jalen Walker, I think James Pierce to an extent, I absolutely think Devon Diablo are guys that are supposed to be able to run quarterbacks down, and I think that they could be used in the situation where those guys won't have as much of an impact if that was the case.
Yeah, I agree with that sentiment. I also, and I think the popular answer to this entire question is probably Josh Allen. Because of how physical he is. And obviously, when you've had trouble stopping the run game from running backs in general, you had a big 260, 270, whatever it is, pound quarterback and a guy that gets going downhill. He's a guy that can change the game as well. I will say, though, like I went back and looked at his game logs from a year ago, and Jeff Ulbrich's defense in New York did a pretty good job of holding him in check on the rushing yards. Now, different personnel. Right, completely different personnel from what they're dealing with. But it was like almost like Josh Allen in a couple of these games. And these are close games, by the way. Buffalo beats the New York Jets 23-20, going back to week 6. Josh Allen's rushing yards in that one, let's see, 9 attempts for 18 yards.
Yeah.
Feel a lot better about that after looking at the stats of New York Jets last year than I would have just going into it blindly.
Yeah. He can beat you in a multitude of ways, though. That's the problem. But what did James Cook run for in those games? Because James Cook had a phenomenal year last year. In fact, he was a top 7 running back last year, James Cook was.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. But I think the secondary was, you know, he had Sauce Gardner in that secondary for the Jets. Their defense is a lot better than people, they were a lot better than people realize.
Yeah. I think that's fair as well. And look, Jaden Daniels is going to do his damage, right? And I'm curious to see how the NFL adjusts to the Jaden Daniels show this year. Because you and I have pointed this out a couple of times. They had a good year, but it wasn't like a good year, like, man, you're staying on schedule on first down. Like, it was like, dude, let's throw up, obviously, Hail Marys. Let's win last-minute throws. Like, it was a come-from-behind season, to say the least, for what you saw in Washington.
They had rookie quarterback magic. It's very well said by you that the league will adjust. Yeah, they won some games they were not supposed to win last year because of this almost like this aura that was around the team that, you know, it doesn't matter what the situation is, Jaden will overcome it, and they did. The defense was okay last year. It's got to get better. I think they tried to add to make it better, but it does feel like they'll come back down to earth a little bit. It's kind of the Drake Baldwin thing where people were saying, trade Sean Murphy, we don't need him. Drake Baldwin should start every day, and Drake Baldwin is hitting his butt off right now. I think he went like 3 or 4 Saturday. But you just know that at some point the league will adjust and correct, and then now you're going to have to reestablish that magic.
Yeah. Talk to me real quick about a guy like a Brock Purdy. How much fear are we getting out of a guy like Brock Purdy? Or let's just throw Drake May in there as well. Guys that are gritty.
Well, they're different.
They're different. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I know Brock Purdy can play within the system. I know Brock Purdy will do what Kyle Shanahan wants, and if he has Christian McCaffrey healthy, if he gets Brandon Ayuk and Kittle, and then Ricky Pearsall, to me, Ricky Pearsall's about to be Debo, y'all. Like, he's not going to run the ball like it, but he's going to be like Debo Samuel was in that offense. Oh, in fact, he was drafted to everybody thought he was drafted to replace Ayuk, and they weren't going to pay him. No, he was drafted to replace Debo. Because I think that ship was starting to sail with the injuries and then the attitude last year. He's fast. He's got great hands. You get the ball in space to him, he's going to make guys miss. So that's scary because he plays within the system. And if everybody's healthy, Brock Purdy worries me a lot. Drake May is coming out of college, if you look at those two guys, Drake May is a much more gifted guy physically.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Now, I'm with you. You start looking at the back end of the schedule, and you talk about a guy like Justin Fields, or you get all the way down to Kyler Murray. Obviously, you'll see Seattle, Sam Darnold. I don't know what to make of any of those situations right now. Right? I mean, I don't know. You don't know what Justin Fields is. You know that he's coming here and whooped your butt a couple years in a row. As a quarterback against the Falcons.
Yeah, I've also seen him come in here and hit his offensive lineman in the back of the head as a quarterback. It's not
fair.
You know why he beat you last year in your home because you couldn't score points. He didn't do anything special. How many passes he completed across the middle last year against your defense?
Probably zero.
Yeah.
I had to guess.
Yeah. I think he only attempted like 3. So he didn't come in here last year and beat your ass. He came in here last year and their defense beat your offense.
I still put that loss on Zach Robinson. I
also put it on a quarterback that couldn't move and wasn't overly comfortable. And yeah, Zach Robinson didn't do enough either. I don't disagree.
I mean, you knew he couldn't move. You knew that Caleb McGarry was going to struggle. And you had the entire offseason a game plan for T.J. Watt, and that's what we came out with.
Don't tell me that Justin Fields came in here and beat you last year. They didn't score.
But he did. With his legs, he scrambled and beat you.
Didn't score a touchdown.
Okay.
So your offense, to me, I agree with you. The offense lost that game. Zach Robinson, you want to say it's him? That's fine. He's the OC. He's responsible. But now the year before in Chicago, Justin Fields put it on you.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. All right. We do have to go to break. And before we get there, Top 5 Tuesday is coming up at 7:40. Top 5 HBO series.
Oh.
Top 5 HBO series. Now go ahead and get your subcategories ready because there are a bunch out there. Top 5 HBO series, period. That's what we're going with.
This is
going
to be a Dylan.
You're going to get slaughtered, Mike.
You might be saved. I know he's going to butcher this. You might be saved.
Coming up at 7:40 today and mic'd up. You don't want to miss that. When we come up on the other side of the break, we'll do a little bit in the huddle. We also have a story about something that Squidbilly and a legendary Pro Football Hall of Famer and a guy who had a busy weekend have in common. Don't want you to miss this. Stick with us. It's coming up right on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 929 The Game. Sports.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporary. Slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Taco to go. Taco to.
And a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue. This deal so fine. Brisket breakfast. So much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go,
$2.99 to go. It's Radio 92.9 A Game. It is the Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, dial on a Tuesday. The debates have already started.
I've already got a problem with your top five list.
You don't even know what's on the top five
list. But I already don't like it.
He's already mad about what may or may not be on your list.
HBO series. HBO series.
You probably left something like...
The word series.
You probably left something like The Sopranos or Succession off, and then you put on something like, you know, Sex and the City or Girls or something.
Wow. Yeah. You know me.
Dang.
You know me. Sex and the City.
Just
top
Mike
slot.
Mike at home watching
Number
Girls.
One draft pick. Girls.
Dude, how about that show? I had HBO on one day, and that show, I walked out, I laughed, and I came back, and somebody was over the house. And I look back, and that show was on, and I was like, and it was one of those scenes, mm-hmm. like sex scenes thing, and I was like, kind of looked at me, I was like, I have no clue what's on the TV right now. I was like, I left, and this was, the TV was on a movie, and now this is on. And I was like, it's kind of like an embarrassing thing, like, I'm not really sure why there's a just raw sex scene happening mm-hmm. in my basement right now on the TV, but I got to change it.
We're going to go in the huddle in just a second. Bo's got an interesting tidbit about some second-round draft picks. We'll also hit a little bit of NBA playoffs. But first, I want to get to this story that's coming out about Good Morning America anchor Michael Strahan. I don't know if you guys caught this the last couple of days. So his co-anchor, Sarah Haynes, evidently 5, 6, 7 years ago, went back to Texas to interview Michael Strahan's parents. Now, Michael Strahan had a pet pig growing up, much in the way that our own Squidbilly did. It turns out during the interview that Sarah Haynes, the co-anchor of Good Morning America, did with Michael Strahan's parents, they opened up about the fact that Michael never knew, but they actually had the pet pig for dinner at some point. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened to Squiggy.
It did not happen.
Okay, but let me just bring this home for 1 second. I'll let you comment. He didn't know until Sarah Haynes started joking with him just recently about this entire ordeal. And he was like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And she was like, you know, your pet pig that they, you know, use for bacon. And he was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Immediately calls his mother. And he's like, did you eat my pet pig? Sarah Haynes this entire time is like, I am so sorry. I did not mean to start family drama. But yes, you know, that all came out in an interview 5, 6, 7 years ago. Michael Strahan just did not know until now.
I have real questions, though.
And he's like 50.
He's older than that. How did the pig die? Because...
That is a good question.
Because I'm not sure about you guys, but I'm not like just gonna straight up eat a animal that died of natural causes. Like, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure that they made a decision at some point.
Right, there must have been a decision made. But the point
is, how do you get away with
that? They were never planning to tell him.
They weren't going to tell him.
So, is there any chance, Bo?
No. First off,
have they told you?
I can tell you that if my dad's got one of the softest spots for animals, mm-hmm. like in ever, like mm. he and if it's his pet, no way.
But does he like bacon?
Well, yeah, he's okay. he's a red-blooded American. Of course he likes bacon. But he likes bacon at the store.
Sure.
He doesn't like the bacon that he raised. Mm. And the thing for me is like, so what happened? Michael Strahan goes to school. I mean, how naive is Michael Strahan? He goes to school one day, and his pig's alive, and he comes home, and the pig's dead. And like, yeah, he just died of natural causes. We buried it. Well, where's the grave at? Don't worry about it. I mean, I'm just saying. By the way,
we're having breakfast for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
I'm just
yeah.
saying, do we need to send Allie out to Dallas, Georgia to an interview?
I mean, I know it's probably not the Mr. same for you Billy. Now, but breakfast for dinner back in the day was the jam.
It was. We still do it all the time.
You know, I know, you know, some cheese eggs and some bacon, some sausage, the biscuits, homemade biscuits with
a little side of squiggy. No big deal.
No, man. No, don't even.
I was just about to say maybe a side of squiggy.
Hey.
Y'all don't even. You don't get it. It's like eating your dog.
Well,
if Charlie died today. Yes,
stop.
It is.
You eat pigs all the time. I don't ever eat dogs.
It's
nothing
different.
Like that.
You don't eat a pig that's a pet, dude.
Okay.
You don't even see the pigs you eat.
Listen. No part left, not molded back into this world. Allie's got the NBA playoffs ready for us.
Yes. Last night, the Thunder won game 4 against the Timberwolves. SGA pulled in a playoff career high of 40 points. Huge night for him. Jalen Williams had 34 points. Final score was 128-126, making the Thunder just one win away from the NBA finals. Game 5 is tomorrow in OKC.
He was a rebound away from a triple-double. He's the MVP. He's playing like it. It's finally good to have a game in this series that wasn't decided by double digits, but I don't know. This series has not been, to me, what we wanted it to be. I think it was supposed to be the two new possible faces of the NBA going toe-to-toe, and it's kind of been like alternating around. You just can't get 16 points from Anthony Edwards and win if you're Minnesota. You can't. He has to be special every night in this series because you're playing a deeper team. And that's the gist of it for me.
Well, and on Sunday, the Knicks beat the Pacers, but Indiana still leads the series 2-1, final score 106-100. And tonight, you know, I swear I had this thought the other day. I was like, it's such a shame that Tyrese Halliburton is doing so well in this series. He's in the playoffs, and his dad can't be there. But tonight, John will get to make his grand return, but he is being put up in a suite nowhere near the court size.
I have a problem with this because a normal fan would not be allowed back in the building ever, and that's all he really is. I don't care whose dad he is. He's a normal fan that violated the rules egregiously, and therefore he should be...
I'm not ready to go that far. There's a lot of fans that talk trash to you.
Really? How many of them go on the court and get right in their face?
There's been a couple.
I don't know. And they also ended up knocked out in those games by the NBA player. I don't like it.
I'm kind of in between on it. Like, I would want the dad to be there, so I feel for it. But he did make an egregious mistake, so I'm kind of halfway on it. But as far as the game goes tonight, look, if Karl Anthony Towns can step up the way he did, as much as we joke about his changing of voices, if he can
zesty Karl Anthony Towns,
if he can step up the way he did down the stretch of game 3, they're going to have the chance. Jalen Brunson needs to be a little bit better, too. I think while he's still been good, I think there's a nut. We've seen him take it to another level, so he's going to take it to that another level tonight because the Pacers, I think, are going to perform better than they did in game 3. So should be a good one tonight. Just like we got the best game between the Timberwolves and Thunder last night, I think this will be the best game of this Knicks-Pacers series, besides maybe game 1.
Squid Bill, you made a comment this morning about these second-round draft picks. Only a couple of them have signed. You think you've got a good reason why?
Well, the Browns ruin everything for everybody. So let's just go ahead and put that out there.
Thank you, Cleveland.
There's 30 unsigned second-round draft picks right now in the NFL.
Mm.
Now, actually,
I
blame the Browns, but they're only half the culprit in this. The Texans, on the 8th of May, gave Jaden Higgins a fully guaranteed contract, which is the first time it ever happened for a second-round draft pick. As you guys well know, the only draft picks that get fully guaranteed contracts are first-rounders. See, fully guaranteed contracts are not a thing in the NFL until Deshaun Watson. And that was first given by who? The Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm. Ironically enough, this came from the Texans. So these two are always linked in it. But then the Browns turned around and gave Carson Schlesinger a fully guaranteed contract as well. He was their second round pick the next day. No other second round picks have signed. First time ever this late that only two have signed. And I think they can be
fill in the blank.
A direct result of the ridiculousness from the Browns and the Texans giving these guys fully guaranteed contracts. The NFLPA and NFL players want fully guaranteed contracts. They're never happening in the NFL. Unless the only way they'll ever happen is if there is a forgiveness thing. Like the NBA, Dylan, what's the thing with the NBA where you get like once every like 10 or 15 years, you can forgive the contracts based on like a franchise player not living up to it. There's an out. Yeah, there's an out in it, and you get to use it every once in a while. And I had the ramifications of when you can use it, it loses me. But I'm telling you, this will be a point of contention between the PA and the NFL when they do the next CBA. I guarantee the PA is going to push for fully guaranteed contracts for second round picks.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I'm like, dude, go ahead and sign them up.
I believe you're talking about the amnesty provision.
Yeah.
Bo.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. Wow.
Check that out.
Is that Dylan? Where you at? Because Allie's over here making you look silly with your NBA.
Better crack restart staffer than me. I got to give that one to Allie.
We do have to go to break because when we come back, we are going to hit a little bit of that Braves series that starts tonight. A big one coming up tonight. Obviously, we got to do Top 5 Tuesday. Top 5 HBO series. Top 5 HBO series. It promises to be the most controversial list yet on Top 5 Tuesday for Mike Dub. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big cube. Taco to go, taco to go. Quick trip taco just $2.99. Comes with a big cube, they steal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to, you steal legit. Taco to go. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
Taco to go. Get you
another game. I mean, I still think he's going to lead off and hit a home run on the first pitch tonight. So,
look at this. Are you kidding me? He is back.
Yes, Bo is psychic. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack. And we are going to get to Mike's Top 5 Tuesday. I'm just telling you, it's going to be brutal because it's the top five HBO series.
She already said that none of my top five. I showed Allie with the list. She's like, none of these would have made my list. I'm like, oh my God.
Not have put any of them on my list.
Wow.
So go ahead and start tweeting your favorite HBO series to @929 Morning Shift. Of course, over the weekend, Braves lost the series to the Padres, but Ronald Acuna Jr. made his grand return with a first pitch home run with his first at bat. And Braves start a series against the Phillies tonight in Philadelphia with Spencer Strider on the mound. Phillies, pretty good team. They are 34-19, leading the National League. Only team better than that is the Tigers with 35-20. And if you're curious at home, Phillies are 17-8.
That's what like winning 10 or 11 in a row will do for you. I think the Phillies did that until Sunday when they lost. They were they're like 9-1 in their last 10. They have been on fire, and you get like. You get Suarez. You get.
He's been pretty good this year.
I think you get Zach Wheeler, and
I believe that's right. Yeah,
and somebody else that's good. But we got Sell.
It ain't gonna matter right now playing the Phillies. I will say that.
And Strider going and not in that order. But let me tell you something. You gotta hit timely hits. This was a disappointing. Friday night's game was disappointing because magic was in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I told you what Ronnie was gonna do. He did it.
We call this version of him Bostradamus.
We cool. Yeah. And And then Eli White's base running error, which was, listen to me, it was Eli White's error, not Tuiasa Sopo at third. He threw up the stop sign, which means
stop.
Just stop when you get here, dog.
Pretty simple. Stop.
But see, here's the problem is Eli White thought, and it's like Maverick says in Top Gun, don't think, do. Because if you think, you're dead. And guess what? Eli White thought on the base pads, and he was dead on the base pads.
Yeah.
Out. And that cost you essentially the game.
Would you say that it's important to take two out of three in this series if you have any inkling of winning the East? Because it feels like Philadelphia right now is a runaway train.
Well, I think that it's important to take two out of three if you consider yourself a playoff team. And the reason why is you're 4-6 in your last 10. You lost two to the Nats and then came home and lost two of three to the Padres. So you're 1-4 in your last 5. You need to remember what winning is like. See, this was the problem with the team starting out the way they did this season is you have less room for these types of spurts of losing baseball. You've basically afforded yourself no margin of error, and especially when you play a team like the Phillies that are red hot, you lose 2 of 3 in this series, and you're what, 9.5 games out, 10 games out?
Yeah.
So you just can't.
An uphill climb.
Well, and we are feeling that pressure to win this series, but I was kind of checking out on the Philadelphia side. How are they feeling up there? And the headlines up there are like, this is the worst time for Ronald Acuna Jr. to come back. So they're nervous too.
Yeah,
they're feeling
check
the
that
pressure
out.
As well.
Well, they're very angry, pessimistic people. I mean, you see Dylan, how he acts. He's an Eagles fan. He's not even a Phillies fan, which the Phillies fans might be
Look,
as bad, if not worse, than Eagles fans.
Save your anger for Mic'd Up. Dylan, let's go ahead and hit it. It was a tough one. It is Top 5 Tuesday, Top 5 HBO series. And guys, I don't think I've ever struggled as much making a list. I almost expanded out to 10. I did that one time, Allie, in the history of Top 5 Tuesday, expanded out to 10. It was for Will Ferrell movies.
Okay.
That's the only time I couldn't cut it down to 5. And I was ashamed of myself afterwards. I was like, no, it's Top 5 Tuesday.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't not do that. So I promised myself I would never do that. Now, a couple of caveats before we get into this. It's Top 5 series. A series can be one season. A series can be 5 seasons. All right? Mini series are included in series. All right? So do not come at me. Do not say, well, it wasn't, season 2 wasn't a good season. All right? I don't care. It's Top 5 series over the course of a series. Allow me to get to my honorable mentions. First of all, honorable mentions, Succession. I have not seen Succession. It's too recent. All right, so it's not in my top 5. I am an open book as far as moving forward with that one. I will try it out at some point, but it's not in top 5 because I haven't seen it.
So good. Some of the best dialogue you'll ever see in a series.
Right.
And I'm a big fan of great dialogue because I'm an intellectual.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You also have a couple of – look, I'm not going to say I saw every freaking episode of some of these shows that are here, but, Succession I haven't seen yet. All right, 2 honorable mentions. Are you ready? Because I can tell you're going to be upset about both of these probably. Number 1 is Entourage. Honorable mention, Entourage. Great show, was phenomenal, just didn't quite make the list. Number 2 honorable mention is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
So I've thoughts about this.
Okay.
First off, I think Entourage deserves it because it deserves being in the top 5 because of everyone wanted to be in a cameo on Entourage.
Yes.
And it was
like Tom Brady.
I mean, it basically circumvented It went.
It was just a movement.
It was more it was than just frat boys watching it together because there was a lot of sex scenes in it. Like it was. It really moved. Now I had a bad season. Like the season where Vinny's all coked up is just brutal.
Yeah,
not very good. But I think it should be in top 5 just because of the fact that you're right. It was a movement.
Okay.
Curb is different for me because Curb is like Seinfeld on steroids. Like it's basically Seinfeld, but you get a little bit more out of it and you can be a little more kind of rated R with it. But it's just kind of a sitcom kind of thing almost.
Yeah.
So yep. I'm okay. As great as it was, I'm okay with it not being top 5.
All right, we'll keep that same vibe going. Dylan, start the countdown. Created by Ben Best, Jody Hill, and Danny McBride. Starring Kenny Powers as a former professional baseball pitcher who, after a career downturn in the major leagues, is forced to return to his hometown middle school in Shelby, North Carolina, as a substitute physical education teacher. Ladies and gentlemen, Eastbound and Down.
Boy, when I heard that you were going to be subbing here, I almost lost my mind.
Well, that's good for you.
Well, there's something you need to know about, Kenny. You're not the only athlete here at Jeff Davis. I happen to be training for a triathlon right now, so doing a lot of running and cycling, swimming. Well, you know all about that.
No, actually, I don't. I play real sports. Not trying to be the best at exercising.
That's one of the greatest lines ever. And you know what? Most major league pitchers look like. I mean, there's been a couple. Remember Dan Kolb? Or Cod, how you pronounce him? He was a Braves reliever for like half a season. Yeah, he looked like Kenny Powers talks.
Bartolo Colon-esque.
In that.
Yeah.
Here's my problem. As much as I love Eastbound and Down, if Curb Your Enthusiasm isn't a top five, then neither is.
Have you seen Eastbound and Down, Alex?
I've seen about half of a series, okay. I believe, of Eastbound. And it is hilarious.
It's good.
It is very, very
so
funny.
So good.
So the Vice Principals.
And maybe Righteous Gemstone and. Vice Principals is kind of weighing on me, but I think Danny McBride deserved a spot in the top five. So, all right, let's move on, Della. Number four, this one, a little bit interesting to be included here. Obviously, there's four different seasons and there's four different casts with that. But look, this is, and you call that, I just learned, a nonlinear narrative. Season one focuses on Louisiana State Police homicide detectives Rustin Cole and Martin Hart, who investigated the murder of Dora Lang in 1995. During the investigation, the infidelities jeopardizes the marriages, and they grapple with the burden of the troubled past. That is season one, but really the entire series, True Detective.
What do you know about these people? Just observation and deduction. See a propensity for obesity, poverty, a yen for fairy tales. Folks putting what few bucks they do have in a little wicker baskets being passed around. I think it's safe to say that nobody here is going to be splitting the atom, Marty.
Can you imagine if people didn't believe what things they'd get up to?
Exact same thing they do now, just out in the open.
I mean, dude, when hearing those two voices put together, y'all can come at me all you want to about the nonlinear narratives and the different cast for every series. I loved every single season of that, pretty much. But man, beautiful acting job by both those guys for sure.
True Detective is one of those. It's really hit or miss. I know you said don't come at you about the different seasons, but it's really hit or miss.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. I think that I enjoyed all of them. Some of them were just better than the others.
I think that when it's the way that they do that series, you almost have to count each season on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that that was the best season because of McConaughey and
They're
Woody Harrelson.
So good.
Their chemistry is phenomenal. And of course, Alexander Daddario is
not bad.
Pretty cool in that, too.
All right, she
has some good acting scenes.
Let's move on. Number three, guys, and just buckle in, because I know a lot of people have this at number one. The series premiered on June 2nd, 2002, and ended on March 9th, 2008, comprising of 60 episodes over five seasons. The idea of the show started out as a police drama, loosely based on the experiences of writing partners Simon and Ed Burns, a former homicide detective and public school teacher, The Wire.
You're feeding off the violence and the despair of the drug trade. You're stealing from those who themselves are stealing the lifeblood from our city. You are a parasite who leeches off
just like you,
the culture
man.
Of drugs. Excuse me? What?
I got the shotgun. I've got the briefcase. It's all in the game, though, right?
All in the game, though. Woo, boy, that scene right there. Omar takes the stand. That scene is known as, man. It's older, but it's classic.
So I have not seen The Wire, full disclosure, but that's what gave us Idris Elba, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm cool with this one.
fair enough, probably, but yes. I mean, you're all kind of packing it in.
Never
there,
saw The Wire.
Yeah.
But the fact that you've left off now Boardwalk Empire.
All right.
Either Game of Thrones.
Just calm down.
He
still has more.
Boardwalk Empire, Game of Thrones, Silicon Valley, Sopranos, Band of Brothers, White Lotus.
All right, calm down. I still got two more. We gotta go.
Off.
I don't have all day to talk about it. We gotta go.
This list is
brutal. All right,
brutal.
Dylan, hit it. Number two, if you would just calm down for a second, an American crime drama television series created by David Chase. The series follows Tony Soprano, a New Jersey mafia boss who suffers from panic attacks, and he reluctantly begins seeing a psychiatrist, Dr. Melfi. I don't need to go any further. It's The Soprano.
Let me tell you something. Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and go on Sally, Jesse, Raphael and talk about their problems. Whatever happened to Gary Cooper, the strong, silent type. He wasn't in touch with his feelings. He just did what he had to do. I had a semester and a half of college, so I understand Freud. I understand therapy as a concept. But in my world, it does not go down. Could I be happier? Yeah, yeah. Who couldn't?
There it is. Dude. There it is, The Sopranos.
Dude, if you go look for it, there's the audition tapes of different actors, including some of the actors that were on that show that did that scene. And then you go watch him do it. Nope. I mean, he literally, other than the murders and stuff, he became Tony Soprano.
Do you have any guesses real quick? You got 5 seconds.
I don't think it's going to be Game of Thrones because you didn't even finish it, did you?
No.
Yeah, so I don't know how Game of Thrones.
I did.
Is left
I finished
this.
It. I did finish Game of Thrones. It was much later though.
Probably gonna be Band of Brothers.
Hit the number. A 2001 America War drama miniseries based on historian Stephen Ambrose's nonfiction book of the same name. It's created by Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, who also served as executive producers. And they all that come after they collaborated on Saving Private Ryan. Don't go any further. You hit it, Band of Brothers.
This morning, President Truman received the unconditional surrender from the Japanese. War's over.
Regardless of points, medals, or wounds, each man in the 101st Airborne would be going home. Each of us would be forever connected by our shared experience. And each would have to rejoin the world as best he could.
Hit you right in the feels, baby. Hit
Dude,
you right in the feels.
I watched the first episode yesterday. They played it on TV.
Of course they did.
And I forgot how big of a schmuck David Schwimmer's character is. I mean,
hey,
that's a phenomenal series. I commend you for having it on there and having it at one. But you left some great series off. This list is incomplete.
We'll hit it on the wake-up call on the other side. And just a reminder, this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. We got the wake-up call coming up on the other side. I know you don't have an issue with my list. Don't come at me. Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big cube.
Taco to go, taco to go.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cube, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go.